In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Legan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
I want you to lift your voice everywhere if you can and pray in the spirit. Let's build capacity this afternoon to receive. If you are a believer, inside and outside, lift your voice. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Paul said, for when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my flesh is unfruitful. My understanding is unfruitful. Open your mouth. Pray in the language of the spirit. There's a shift happening in your spirit, man. Something is rising in this place. Something is rising in this place. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Rahabakate bahoska barahata baskoba. Bambreske paratala baraska parodahalataya. Shepratana bambreske brahatalada. Velakata barato sabaria tahadaskapa. Resebonde reke paradakasia. Sibronde rahataka barakatoya. Shepretema brahaska para katala, leve seberete kele bereketela baskobrada, le seprende bere sebura katala bazara, sabarata barakazo sabaradi, iskapadu rete paya, embrekete baskoparata baya shaba. They go from strength to strength, each one that appears before God is Zion. Mande brete kobarata kabarazi. Zebrahata bande la brahata. Rekebosahata. Isa pariatala gasi brahat. Let faith rise from your inside. Let it be a stirring in your spirit, man. Lift your voice. Pray in the language of the spirit. Zahabrahata kabaroko saya, ziparata leka baradia, zaprepetolo sorodehata, embarato shabara da kebaruda, esabarahata helakula, ziprahata labarakateisa, esabarata kalade. Come on, keep praying. Faith is rising inside of you. As you pray, you create a favorable atmosphere within your spirit and around you to receive. Shabrahata kabasatura bakaya. Embrakete basoto brata lahapaske brahataka. Rakapata kosa brata. Rambete kaparado siataya. Come on, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh yeah, yeah, say.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah,
say Yahweh,
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 Yahweh.
Oh yeah, yeah, say. Lord, we contend for transformation. We contend for power. We contend for another level. In the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit. Sakaparadosa de Abakaya. In Jesus' name. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. One more prayer and then we'll sit down. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Popular scripture that we'll use again and again in this place. Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. It takes the word to catch the Spirit. It takes the hearing of the word to catch the Spirit. Then the Spirit entered into me and spoke to me. Is that what he said? When he spoke to me. It takes the hearing of his word to contact spiritual power. Spiritual material that is capable of transforming and illuminating your mind and your entire life. I want you to pray one prayer, and I want you to pray it with every zeal that is inside of you. Lord, as your word comes forth, may I contact power, grace, may I contact revelation, may something happen in my life that will shift me to another level. Lift your voice and pray. There are things that nobody can do for you. One of it is prayer. There are certain things that no one can do for you. One of it is prayer. Can you pray and ask him? Can you pray and contend? May something happen to my destiny, to my life, that will create a shift, that will push me to another vista of revelation, another dimension of power, of grace. Are you praying? And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. Karabasoto rubakata labarahasia. Yerabakara debasata rabakaria dalamasha. Sarabakata rabakasia balahata. Yerabakasia barahasia kora. May I contact your power, your grace. Raka Seko Rabahani Atana. May there be a quickening, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Scripture says it is sharper than two-edged sword. that life and power that is resident in your word. May I make contact with it tonight. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, tonight we believe in your word. We believe in the life, the light, and the transforming power of your word. I pray, Lord, that you will enlighten us. I pray that you will empower us this afternoon. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, inside, outside, and online, will make contact with a residue of your grace, a deposit of your power that will change their lives forever. I pray that every destiny here will experience a shift. And I pray this for you before we sit down, that by reason of your being here, every unanswered prayer in your life tonight is answered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your holy name. Let your name be glorified. Let the captives be set free. Let the sick be healed. And let your name be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated quietly. In the presence of the Lord, as we join into the word this afternoon. The Bible says that the word of God is quick. In King James translation, the word quick there means alive. That means that beyond just the writings on the pages of the Bible, there is life in the word of God. It can act as a living thing, as a living being. And it carries the ability to enforce power into your life that will command transformation. True transformation comes through the accurate delivery of the revelation of the word of God. If it was a sermon you listened to, maybe you just had an information. But if it is a message that comes from the throne of God, a message that is backed up by divine revelation, then something is about to happen in your life. Most times the change that happens when the word of God comes is not detected instantly. The Bible spoke of a man, I think that was in Acts chapter 14, when Paul and Barnabas were preaching in a town called Lystra, I believe. The Bible says that while he listened to them, at a point Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed. Even the man didn't know when faith was built up inside of him. So the change that happens to you when you sit under the ministry of the word of God is not something you detect immediately. It takes the spiritual to detect it. You only stand up from this place and realize that some strongholds around your life have fallen apart. That's the reason why you must take it very serious, especially when you come to this place. There is an engineering happening inside of you. You may not be aware. Of course, you must understand that your understanding only catches up with what has already existed or the change that has already happened in your spirit. It takes time for your understanding to process the change that has happened in your spirit. But the change that happens in your spirit by reason of the word of God that comes to you is instant. That's why I say the word of God is quick and powerful. It is sharper. It discerns into your life even beyond what you know about yourself. So as you are seated right there, you are not just going to listen to information. There is spiritual substance inside of everything that comes to you. As you are listening, you are taking recipient of the word and the spirit at the same time. And the spirit is going into your life to ensure that anything that does not look like the purpose of God for you is changed and recreated in such a way that it fits God's exact plan for you.
That's why the Bible says they go from strength to strength, each one that appears before God. So it's never a waste of time when you come before the presence of God. And that's the reason why you must listen. I said it last week, that you listen with your heart, but you hear with your ears. And it's important that you have both combined if you need transformation through the word of God. You must hear with your ears, but you must also listen with your heart. Listening is hearing with understanding. And I trust that tonight something is going to happen that will turn your life 360 degrees. I'm talking of instant change like you have never seen before. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I felt it strong before coming here today, that under this atmosphere, there are many of us who are walking around with unanswered prayers in our lives. And this night brings an end to that. Please believe what I'm telling you. That this night there is an atmosphere in this place that will guarantee answer to prayers. When I'm talking about prayers, I'm not talking about the ones that you have said with your mouth. It may be the prayers of your heart. Are we together now? By the answers to your prayers, it doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, you have a prayer request. That will happen. But then some of you, the answer to certain questions in your heart probably may be the revelation that you will receive tonight. The Bible says the entrance of your word gives light, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Once there is light, you don't need to ask darkness to go. It leaves. It all depends on the amount of light that comes. And it's as you listen with your heart that you are open to receive the intensity of light that God is bringing to you. That is the reason why I said last week that God, I've never seen God change a man in such a way that the change lasted beyond 24 hours. No. Some things can be corrected instantly. Some of you will live here with keys that will bring and command salvation to your families, not just you, to your families, to the ministries that you represent, and to everything that is around your life that may have been held by one stronghold of the enemy or the other. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you 2 minutes. Can you pray once more? And tell the Lord, my heart is open to believe your word. Let it come with power. Let it come the exact light that I'm looking for. The exact light that is needed to command transformation. The exact answer to the questions of my heart and my life. Lord, my heart is open today. Can you pray for just 2 minutes? Please pray everywhere. Please pray. Whether you are following online, you are inside, or you are outside, please pray. Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua, yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever and ever. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever and ever. Say, yours is the kingdom.
is the glory forever
and ever.
Yeshua,
kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever and ever. Yours is the kingdom,
harabaka shakarabaka,
is the power,
is the glory
God reigns. God reigns. Forever your kingdom reigns. God reigns.
Oh, I feel his presence so strong.
Your kingdom reigns. God reigns. Forever your kingdom reigns.
Arando sahaprande le boroska pardia. Jesus. Jesus.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Just the strings, please.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed.
Hallelujah. Now let me just do this before we start teaching. I saw a vision when I came up here, and I began to feel heat on me just while I sang now. I saw what looks like a lampstand, and I saw fire come on it. And the fire that came on it was so strong. And the Lord is telling me right now, there are about 2 to 3 people right now that the anointing is going to come on. Just be seated where you are. God is going to find the people that he wants to minister to. There are 2 to 3 persons I'm seeing right now. One of you is a male. You are a male and you are dark in complexion. But there are about 2 to 3 of you now. I see the fire of the Lord coming on you. And the Lord is saying, it is time for your lampstand to be lit. Extreme fire from the Holy Ghost. Just help them. There can be more, but there are at least 2 to 3. Specifically, I saw a male, dark in complexion. A male, a man. Now, Holy Spirit, I ask that you breathe upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Oh, yes, I see it now, like waves of fire. Let lampstands be lit in this place. Let that fire rest upon them right now. Let it rest upon them right now. Now let's begin the teaching. The dominion systems of the kingdom. The dominion systems of the kingdom. There's somebody right now who is feeling like fire is burning on one side of your body. From your face down, you are feeling it. I think it's like your left. But you are feeling fire, like heat, and it's getting strong. It's a grace that God is releasing to you tonight. That's why you came. Wherever you are, in the name that is above every other name, I release that grace upon you right now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. You're feeling it from your left, from the head down, just one side of you. And the heat is getting very intense. Receive the grace of God for this new season that God is bringing you into. And the Lord is telling me it's a grace for revelation. For revelation. For revelation. For revelation. Please stretch your hands, everybody, towards you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release that grace right now. I release that grace. Take that grace now. The spirit of revelation will rest upon you. And this will be your season of light, says the Spirit of God. The dominion systems of the kingdom. I didn't plan to come and do impartations, but well, God knows what He's doing. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Could you stretch your hands towards you? I hope you are receiving. Stretch your hands towards you. I'm seeing a vision in the spirit, and I'm seeing like rings. Rings. You know this Olympic logo. You see those cycles joined together. I'm seeing like 3 cycles and they are made of fire. And God is saying there are 3 people with a prophetic grace that is about to be activated. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Take that grace now. Take that grace. That fire from the throne room rests upon you right now. Activated into another dimension. Another season of grace and power. Of grace and power. Help that young man there. Please be seated. You can just sit down and receive, okay? Aramba kata krade la krume kasia. Woo! My. Spirit of the sovereign God, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Yes, let it rest upon us. Spirit of the ancient one, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Embrakata prasko pratalazabalakaya.
Vandale koraba sipra hatakabre nesobahai. My God, my God, my God. The Bible says the hearing of the ears and the seeing eyes belongs to God. The hearing ears and the seeing eyes belongs to God. Right now, the fire that opens the eyes of men, that opens spiritual illumination, spiritual understanding, let that fire be released. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. I hail the lion. I hail the lamb. I hail the lamb. I hail the lion. I hail the lamb. I serve the lion. I serve the lamb. I'm in tune with the lion. I'm in tune with the lamb. I know the lion. I know the lamb. I am one with the lion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please be seated if you can. Just make sure that you are open to receive. These are what we called the demonstrations of the Spirit. Paul said, when I came to you, I didn't come with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the demonstration of Spirit and power. The sign that you are listening to the gospel is the power and the signs that follows its communications. There are reasons for why God does this. These are just a few, but actually it means that what you are going to receive tonight for every one of us is going to be a spiritual key that will unlock certain doors in your life. Please believe me tonight. Let's go to the Word of God quickly. The dominion systems of the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Matthew 13, verse 11. The dominion systems of the kingdom. The dominion systems of the kingdom. The dominion systems of the kingdom. Matthew 13, verse 11. This is our year of dominion. And what an exciting, what a powerful and a glorious revelation that God has brought to us this year. And I told you last week that every message that will come from this platform will be an attempt to examine the light that is contained in this revelation from one perspective after another. God has given man the right to dominate on the earth. That's what we saw last week. And it's important that now that you are in Christ Jesus, you fully understand the dominion mandate and understand your part to play in walking in the full expression of dominion. I'll say some things about that before we proceed with the teachings for today. But let's just look at the scripture briefly. Matthew 13 verse 11. He answered and said to them, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. A private conversation was going on shortly after Jesus had finished speaking in parables to the crowd and to the multitude. And the Bible told us that every time Jesus spoke in parables, he was trying to explain
and bring the crowd to the understanding of the systems of the kingdom. He was trying to bring them into the understanding of the matters of the kingdom. But he spoke in parables, so they couldn't understand. And on this day, after one of such parables, Jesus was alone and the disciples came to him to inquire. Now, it is very important as a believer, an intelligent believer, that is growing healthily spiritually, that you take out time to inquire, especially when you are studying the Word of God. When you are reading the Bible, you are studying the Word of God, or you are listening to a message, it's not everything that you may understand. Some of those things are spiritual revelations. It takes the Spirit of God to open you to the understanding. A revelation simply means a disclosure that is given to a particular individual because he or she has been licensed or authorized to gain access to that information by a spirit entity or by a spirit body. So if revelation comes to you that you understood what has come to you, means that it was given to you, it was authorized by heaven for you to come into the understanding of what was communicated. Because if another person heard the same thing you hear or you heard, they will not gain the same understanding that you have. Just because the two of us heard the same thing does not mean we understood the same. Understanding can never be alike. There are things you don't share in the kingdom. I told somebody this week, I said, the Bible says by faith, Abraham. He also said by faith, Sarah. There are things you don't share. That they were married, husband and wife, does not mean all of a sudden Abraham, what he has discovered in God, will naturally just flow to Sarah. No. Now look at this verse. It says, he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you, personalized, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. So the reason why we can hear the same thing but not have equal understanding is because it was given to one and it wasn't given to another. You hear information, but understanding is received. And when you receive understanding, it is because a disclosure has happened. The realm of the spirit has authorized that this that is a mystery to a common man be broken down into a way that you can understand, so that it can be to your advantage. He said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Mysteries are hidden secrets. In fact, the word mystery comes from the Greek word mysterion, and the illustration that best explains that word is what is normally practiced in the occult. That when you join occultic fraternities, for you to move from one level to another of power, or one level to another of authority in the occult, you have to be given a disclosure into the secrets of that fraternity. That particular cult or sect that the individual belongs to in the power of darkness is powered by certain secrets that they have access to from Satan. So you're rising in power, you're rising in authority within the jurisdiction of that cult is based on your access to these secrets. So everybody can belong to the same cult, but they are not equal as far as spiritual stature is concerned. Just because we heard the same thing does not mean our understanding is the same. To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now that's a very interesting thing. It tells you that the kingdom of heaven is a mysterious kingdom. That one statement means that you cannot understand the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God through natural sequence, through logical explanations. No. It is not common to men
but it's a reality in the realm of the spirit. So you have to, as a man, you have to be given access. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He says, except a man be born again, he cannot see. So something that needs to happen to you, first of all, that qualifies you or that gives you the build up, the framework to have access into the kingdom of God. And then he says, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. To see and to enter. To have access and to walk in the manifestation. The reason is because it is not a natural kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. And therefore everything in that kingdom can only be understood from a spiritual point of view. That's why Paul prayed a prayer in Colossians 1 verse 9. He says that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. There is understanding, and there is spiritual understanding. The ability to comprehend spiritual things, spiritual operations, it diverse in their ways and in their nature. That is what gives you an advantage on the earth. It's not your name. It's not your father's name or where you come from. Your father may be influential, so to say, in the realm of men. There is a limit to how much advantage that can offer you. But a man that has gained spiritual understanding can never be limited in any way. Because it's a realm that supersedes and overrides this realm. And that is the realm in which this kingdom that we all belong to, if you are born again, is domiciled. He said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Job 38:33. I think I'm trying to rush because of time. He said, do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth? I'm going to explain to you what ordinances mean. Do you know the ordinances of heaven? And can you set their dominion? There is something about the spiritual. When the Bible speaks of heaven, it's not just talking about the atmosphere above us. No. It's talking about the spiritual realm. Because heaven is a spiritual context. It is the earth that is material. That's why you can see it, you can touch it, you can experience it. But the heavens, these are spiritual dimensions that though cannot be accessed from the physical standpoint, yet it is real. What is an ordinance? An ordinance, listen to this. Ordinances are the laws and commandments of God. The laws and commandments of God, meaning they are non-negotiable. These are things that have existed controlling these systems of the kingdom even before man was created. The laws and commandments of God. Ordinances also are rites and ceremonies by which sacred covenants between God and men are formalized. Rites and ceremonies by which sacred covenants between God and men are formalized. When God will enter a covenant with men, there were certain things that will be done by those men that were called rites or that were ceremonies to formalize these agreements between God and men. Why? So that those things will continue perpetually. For instance, the rite of sacrifice. All through scripture, especially when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, but even before then, you see it as far as the fall of man, from the time of Cain and Abel. You could see from that time and all through scripture, that the rite of sacrifice is an ordinance as far as the kingdom is concerned. That it is through sacrifice that God and men can come into a fraternity. that God and men can come into an agreement that is called a covenant. That if you want to get God to be binded to a particular agreement for the purpose of bringing his advantage to those individuals or to mankind, then it has to be performed on the platform of sacrifice. So sacrifice is an example of an ordinance. Somebody say ordinance. Now remember where we are coming from in Job. He said, do you know the ordinances of heaven? That means heaven is controlled by ordinances. Things that you cannot negotiate, that must be done if you want to live in the advantage, the operational advantage of heaven on earth. Another ordinance can be worship. For instance, just because God is everywhere does not mean God manifests everywhere. When armed robbers are robbing a bank, God is there. But they still rob the bank. Yes or no? Are you here at all? When a young lady is being abused sexually by some hoodlums, is God there? Yes, he's there. But he's not manifesting there. The psalmist says, even if I make my bed in hell, you are there. So if God is everywhere, what can be done? What is the system of operation? Remember where we are coming from now. Or what is the ordinance that governs the manifestation of the presence of God in such a way that he acts in his position as Lord? One of it is worship. Another one is praise. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer continually the sacrifice of praise. And what is the sacrifice of praise? He said, giving confession to his name. So when two or three are gathered in my name, means they are gathered in the understanding that my office as Christ authorizes them to meet with me there. And then that they can offer up praise and worship to me in such a way that I will respond. Did your Bible not say that he inhabits the praise of his children? He's everywhere. Yet the Bible says he inhabits the praise. Please listen to, forget about who is walking around. Listen this night. So that deliverance and freedom can come to every aspect of your life. I've not started the teaching. I'm just laying foundations here. Ordinance. I'm trying to explain ordinance. So these rites and ceremonies were instituted to formalize agreements and covenants between men and God. An ordinance is also a sacred act performed by the authority of priesthood. An ordinance is a sacred act performed by the authority of priesthood. Now we'll talk about priesthood much later. An ordinance is also a law that forbids or restricts an activity. An ordinance is a law that forbids and restricts an activity. Everything you see that manifests on earth is controlled by a law, whether you know it or not. Physics and every other branch of science is filled with the discovery of these laws that controls biological and human existence on earth. Are we together here? There is a law called the law of gravity. That everything that goes up will return back. Because there is a force at the center of the earth that pulls everybody on it to the earth. Is that true? Whether you are an apostle, whether you are a prophet, whether you are anointed and the anointing is coming down physically from heaven on your head. A law is a law. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 3, and Adam called his wife Eve, and she became the mother of every living. So that became a law that any human that must enter this realm must come through the womb of a woman. Even God was subject to it when he came the first time. Now I will drift from ordinances to law. Because I just told you the last definition I gave you of an ordinance is that it's a law that forbids or restrict, regulate an activity. What are laws? Write this down. Laws are established standards or principles. Established standards or principles. Laws are a system of rules. Laws are a system of rules which a particular country or community recognizes as regulating the actions of its members. This is long, so I'm going to take it again. Laws are a system of rules which a particular country or community recognizes as regulating the actions of its members and which it may enforce by the imposition of penalties. A system of rules which a particular country or community recognizes as regulating the actions of its members and which it may enforce by the imposition of penalties. A system of rules that regulates how individuals within a territory or a community or a particular place will behave or will operate. These are laws. There are natural laws. There are spiritual laws. Natural laws are domiciled on the earth. Spiritual laws are domiciled in the realm of the spirit. You can't substitute a spiritual law for a natural law if you want to participate with the realm of the spirit. No. It will take the understanding of the template of a realm, which are the laws of that realm, to be able to participate in that realm. So if there is power, for instance, in the name of Jesus, that is a system in the kingdom of God. But you need to understand the laws that governs your being able to activate and to walk in the expression or to tap into the power that is in that name. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name Jesus, he didn't say at the mention of the name. When you keep saying at the mention, it just shows that you don't understand, first of all, the system of the name of Jesus, and then you don't understand the laws that will help you activate the powers and the possibilities in that name. Are we here today? Please just follow me. I need you, it's understanding. I will not rush. I need you to gain understanding. That at the name Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things on the earth, and of things under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So that is a system in the kingdom, that there is power in that name that can compel compliance from any and everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, except one person, God. Because he is the one that created that system. And I hope you know that it's not in the mentioning of the name. It is in the understanding of the system of the name. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. So you don't need to say Jesus for the demons to go. No, that's not what the Bible was teaching. It was talking about, not just talking about the name as per identity or a means of recognition. It was talking about the name as an office, as a jurisdiction of authority. That all power belongs to God. Yet God created an office. And Jesus occupies that office. That everything that God has created is subject to the control and the governing of that office. So therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name, an office that is above every other office. Because the Bible tells us that there are principalities and powers, right? And God did not cancel them out. Even Jesus didn't cancel them out when he died and resurrected. The Bible only says that he is the head over principalities and powers. So principalities and powers have a name. Those names they have are offices that God gave to them to legitimately operate within the jurisdiction of his kingdom. Yet there is a name that is above every other name in the context of office. Are we here? I don't know if I'm making sense this evening. To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, you cannot walk in dominion if you don't understand the systems of the kingdom and the laws and ordinances that regulate or control these systems. Everything is possible. Yes, the Bible says with God all things are possible. With God. It didn't say to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It didn't say to God. It said with God. That means in your partnership with God, that is when all things can be possible. So God has a part to play, which he has played in Christ Jesus. But you have your part to play with God, not to God. So in as much as God is all powerful, it takes your partnership with him. And this is the real definition of dominion. It takes the partnership of man with God to bring about the fullness and the manifestation of the purpose, the will, the power of God on earth. Despite the fact that God is all powerful, yet he needs to partner with man. And the partnership of God with that man, the full expression of God through partnership with that man, will be based on the understanding of that man to the laws and the ordinances of the kingdom. So God is not limited. We limited him. Not because God can be limited. Now, this one part you need to listen to. You need to listen to this now. Not because God can be limited, but because God decided that as far as doing anything on earth is concerned, he cannot do anything without man. You know, we have heard it said many times that, God cannot do anything on earth without a man. Inasmuch as that statement is trying to convey the understanding of dominion, that statement is not completely correct. Without man, God can still do something on earth. I often will tell you that without God, man cannot. But without man, God will not. It's an act of his will to act or not. But whether God can operate on earth or not, yes. God, the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness, he's the owner. He can do as he pleases. Can I show you one scripture? Psalms 135 verse 6. You'll be shocked today by this scripture. Psalms 135 verse 6. It says, whatever the Lord pleases, he what? In heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all the deep places. Is there any restriction? That means God can act anywhere on the earth, with or without man. So if one generation refuses to praise him, he will raise stones. If a people refuse to partner with God to see revival, he will do it his own way, or he will wait for another generation. It is God that decided that if he must act on earth, he will act with a man. But without man, God can still act. But you know, before we used to think that without man, God is handicapped, is limited. God is never limited. Psalm 62 verse 11. It says, once has he spoken, twice have I heard, that what power belongs to God. He has all power, but then he gave man authority. If he gave man authority, it's because he's higher than man. That authority, it is within the jurisdiction of that authority that man can act. Because authority defines, first of all, the amount of power that can be utilized, and number two, it defines the geography or the jurisdiction within which that power can be domiciled and can find expression. So when he gave authority to man to have dominion, there is a jurisdiction for man's dominion. He said, over all the earth. Now, this man is not the born-again man. This is the natural man. He gave authority over all the earth. But that authority has nothing to do with the realm of the spirit. So the man can be in control of the earth, but when it comes to doing business with the realm of the spirit, the man has no authority, because the jurisdiction God gave to man does not cover the realm of the spirit. That is the reason why we have a better operation in Christ Jesus. That in Christ Jesus now, you no longer just have authority as man, but you have authority as a man in Christ. So your authority is both in the heavens and on the earth. Somebody say amen to that. Don't worry, you'll listen to the message again. If you don't catch it now, you'll catch it again. It's important that we understand these things. It is your understanding to these things that will make you realize why you pray some prayers and some situations don't go. Why the more you keep praying, the more some spirits keep appearing to you. How many of you have been in a situation where you were lying down and all of a sudden, I was talking with one of our brothers today. I was laughing when he was sharing it with me. And all of a sudden, you felt like a force entered the room and you were stiff. You couldn't do anything. It is your understanding of all this long grammar that I just spoke that will make you realize why those things happen. Why you pray some prayers and it seems like they are not answered. Why you do some things that legitimately may be spiritual or Bible approved, but you are not seeing the results that is predicted. And God's desire is that we walk in dominion. Now, tonight we are teaching on the dominion systems of the kingdom. Now that we understand that the kingdom of God is dichotomized into systems, and these systems are upheld or controlled by laws and ordinances, then we can now, by the help of the word of God and the Holy Spirit, understand the laws by which we can access dominion in the kingdom. That's why I call it the dominion systems of the kingdom. Let's do one tonight. Remaining five. We'll do the remaining five next month. Prayer. That's one system. Prayer. Prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a spiritual law that governs the system of communication and interaction between the realm. Do you see the play of words? Law that governs systems. Do you see the play of words there? A spiritual law that governs the system of communication and interaction between the realm of the spirit and the earth. It is important that I didn't just say between God and men, because it's not only believers that pray. Are you hearing me? And it's not only to God that prayer is offered. Talk to me now. Are you here at all? The idols in your village, what did they do to them? Kiss them. What did they do to them? They pray to them. As far as the realm of the spirit is concerned, as far as the kingdom of God is concerned, the legitimate system for communication and interaction is governed by the law called prayer. So until you pray, you are not, or you cannot legitimately interact or communicate with the realm of the spirit. There cannot be interaction between the spirit realm and the realm of men without the functioning of prayer.
Now, it is important that you understand that prayer is a law. Because I've told you that a law is non-negotiable. You don't negotiate it. This is how it is. If you want to gain results, or if you want to gain favor with that realm, or you want to participate with that realm, you must understand and uphold the place of prayer. What is prayer? Listen to this. This is what I wrote. Prayer is talking with God, in bracket, intimacy. Prayer is hearing from God, in bracket, revelation. Prayer is pleading and standing before God on behalf of others, in bracket, intercession. Prayer is contending against opposing forces, in bracket, warfare. All of this is what? Prayer. You see, that's why I said is a law. Different sides. Whether you talk with God, and notice I didn't say talk to God. Talk with God. So there must be feedback. So whether you find yourself having that kind of interaction with God, that is a dimension of prayer we call intimacy. Or you find yourself receiving downloads of revelation from the Spirit of God. We call that revelation. That is still in prayer. Because prayer is the place of revelation. It is until that system is enforced for communication and interaction that you can receive downloads from heaven. Even if you were not praying before you received something from God, whatever it is that you received came as a result of prayer, whether you like it or not. Maybe not the prayer of that day or that particular time. He said, call upon me, Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. So you didn't see it just because you wanted to see it. You saw it because it was a reaction to a law that you engaged. It's called prayer. Now this law, you engage it whether or not you are talking with your mouth. Because the Bible tells us that God picks our prayer from our heart. That's the reason why the scripture says that it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer. Then how will God answer something you have not said with your mouth if you didn't say it from your heart? Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. He said, I the Lord searched the heart and tried the reins to reward to every man according to. And I told somebody this week that God judges intentions to reward actions, not the other way around. It's not the action that God will look at and judge. No, he knows you have been sweeping the church for 10 years. He knows, but you are ready to receive a reward for that when your intention is in order and in sync with his will. That means prayer begins from the heart. Prayer is hearing from God, I said, which is revelation. It's pleading and standing before God, that a man can stand between God. Give us Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30. That a man can become a medium between God, who is spirit, and men is a possibility in prayer. It is called intercession. This is another aspect of dominion. That a man, because man has been authorized by God, a man can stand to plead a case between God and men. That a man can become a negotiating point between God and men. That one man can stand between God and a family and negotiate on behalf of that family, or between the spirit and the people in that family, and negotiate, and his negotiations come to pass. It's called intercession. That's an aspect of prayer. That's the reason why a witch in a family can be somewhere and negotiate with another spirit, and on the strength of that negotiation, the spirit has access and has control over that family for 42 generations. 42 generations later,
none of them even knew the color of this man. They didn't even know that there was a sorcerer like that. But because of the privilege of intercession, which is an aspect of prayer. Are you hearing me at all? You better hear me this night too, because some of us are here, and as much as the purpose of God over your life are blossom, great and mighty potentials to manifest, unknown to you, you are limited or suffering because somebody transacted with the spirit on the altar of prayer called intercession. And because it is a legitimate system, it will work. It looks like you are not interested in this teaching this night. That is the reason behind why somebody can tell somebody you will give birth in less than 1 hour. And in less than 1 hour, the person gives birth. Hold on. Don't start celebrating first. There is a system operating. There are laws there, you must understand. That the reason why this person can speak as though he's God, and then God will ensure compliance from situation, and this person, whether they are in one, the person is here and the other person is in another place, is because this one understands the aspect of prayer that is intercession. That there was something he had done with heaven before he made those pronunciations. And on the strength of that, heaven obeyed. Whether there was a witch or a power from that person's father's house or not, he said you will give birth after in less than 1 hour. And it happened so. It's called intercession. And if you understand this, you know that God has brought you here tonight, because it is through you that he will rewrite the wrongs of your family. You alone, you are enough to counter all the errors that may have been deposited in a family many years before you came. For some of you, the answer to the long prayers of your family is that you are in pneumatic. Yeah. Why? So that you can access this revelation truth that is coming. And on the strength of this revelation, bring an entire... The Bible says, by a prophet, he brought an entire nation out of Egypt. By one prophet. For goodness sake, many of us are looking for prayer partners. And I'm showing you that there is an aspect of prayer which is called intercession. If you understand it, one with God. That is when that statement that says, one with God is majority, can come to play. Please sit down, sir. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, where we read last week, the Bible says that he has made us unto God kings and priests that will rule and reign on the earth. So our dominion is tied to the understanding of this twin outlet of manifestation that is given to a believer on the account of redemption. That a believer can act as a king and a priest. A king rules with decree. A priest is a mediator between two realms. So in other words, it is the strength of our priesthood that determines the extent of our kingship and our rulership on the earth. So it is in how much understanding we have in interacting with the realm where God is domiciled that can determine how much space you can control on the earth, that we will rule and reign. So there is no walking in dominion without the full understanding of priesthood. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 that we are a royal priesthood. In verse 5 of that same chapter, it says that we have been called to offer up spiritual sacrifices. I'm talking, you remember I spoke to you about one of the ordinances of the kingdom, which is sacrifice. So now that we have been saved, the ordinance of sacrifice was not vetoed out. No, it continues. It's just that we continue it on another pedestal. That now we offer up spiritual sacrifice.
That means it doesn't have to be something done physically for it to be recognized as a sacrifice. And it is on the strength of these sacrifices, remember, that man can cut covenant with God. Man can enter into an agreement with God so that the purpose of God can find expression through man, which we call dominion. So prayer now becomes a primary activity of priesthood. It becomes a primary medium of offering spiritual sacrifice as far as being a believer is concerned. So in all your priesthood as a believer, the first and foremost activity as a priest is the place of prayer. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray. That who? Talk to me, that who? Did he say hippopotamus? Did he say an elephant? Did he say a spirit? That who? Men. Ought always to pray and not to lose heart. Another translation says not to faint. In other words, when you are not praying, you are fainting. What happens when a person faints? I beg your pardon. What happens when a person faints? They lose consciousness temporarily, isn't it? And as a result, they are subject to whatever change that happens in their environment. That's what happens when a man doesn't pray. He becomes susceptible to activities, situations, and circumstances. The Bible speaks of arrows that flies by day and terror by night. Your eyes don't see it, but it doesn't negate the fact that it doesn't exist. I have said, ye are gods and children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. They know not, neither do they understand. As a result of that, they walk in darkness, ignorance. They were casted into a gloom of ignorance and they became disadvantaged because they didn't understand that men ought always to pray. So whether you are born again or not, prayer is a necessity for a man. It only becomes of more advantage when you are a believer, because the Bible has given us a name by which we should pray. It says, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Whatever you ask in my name, the Father will do it. So those who are not born again, pray in the name of Shango. It has to be in the name of someone, because you are beckoning on the realm of the spirit in to be able to purpose an advantage from that realm in this realm. So it has to be in the name of an entity. There has to be a spirit in that realm that you are calling on that has a capacity to offer you certain advantages. Some pray in the name of Shango. Some pray in the name of Ogun. Some pray in the name of what? Ifa. In the name of what? Amadioha. All those are names. They are systems. But the Bible says there is a name by which if we pray, it is God, the creator of heaven and earth, that answers. When you understand this, the urge to pray increases in you. Because you now know that prayer is the system for survival and the maintenance of consistent victory for a believer. That's how you survive. Oh yes. You know something? One of those nights this week, I decided to sleep because I was very tired. I decided to sleep all through the night. Now I've had a little experience, just a little, with the kingdom of darkness, demons, and all of that. And my kind of job makes me interface with that all day. Are you hearing me? Most times when I counsel people, I may be talking to one person, but maybe three in that room. They don't know. So it has exposed me to sin and to experiencing all kinds of things as far as the demonic supernatural is concerned. So one of those nights, I decided to just sleep all through. The alarm rang for when I should wake up to pray. I said, no, I'm tired. Let me sleep. And just about an hour after that alarm rang and I was still sleeping, I discovered, first of all, that as much as I wanted to sleep, I was still fully conscious of what was happening around. Because the system of praying that time has become part of me. To not sleeping all through the night, it has become part. So there is still, even though I am asleep, yet I'm still awake.
And then 1 hour after that, spirits came around my neighborhood and began to operate. Don't ask me how I know. I know. So I woke up and casted them out and went back to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I had to tell myself that, boy, you have come to a point where you can't sleep an entire night. No. And has made us unto God priests and kings that we will rule and reign. So many things can go wrong when a man sleeps. While men sleeps, the enemy did what? Came and sowed tares and went his way. And you know what? They slept so much that the next day they came to the farm and they didn't notice that something wrongly was planted. The Bible says it was when the plants grew and began to bear fruit, that's when the one the enemy planted showed up too. Because it is in season of fruitfulness that you begin to face adversities. You may not know that there are powers from your foundations that may be trailing and targeting and attacking the destinies of men in your family until one person attempts to rise. You just try aiming for greatness. That's when you know that there were things that were rooted deep down in your ancestry even before you came, on account of priesthood. Are you ready to pray this night? I'm just trying to explain to you what prayer is. It's one of the dominion systems. Any man that must walk in dominion as far as the kingdom of God is concerned must understand the place of prayer. It is non-negotiable. In fact, the higher you rise in God, the stronger the demand to pray. Jesus prayed more when he was about to die than any time in his life. The Bible says he prayed in Luke 22 that his sweat became as drops of blood. So don't think that there's a time where you don't need to pray too much. Nobody should deceive you. The higher you rise, the more the demand. How many of you have gone to prayer and after praying, when you decided to rest, you have finished the prayer, God keeps you there interceding only for you to discover that you've been there for 2 hours? When was the last time you went to prayer and you were on your knees for hours before God came? Because at that level, you've understood that it is the interaction I'm able to secure with heaven on the strength of prayer that will determine the state of things around me. So you don't rush into it as a routine or as an exercise. You go into it actively waiting for a change to come out. That means if you must see change in life, if you must shift from one level to another, if you must push from one place to another in destiny, it must be propelled by the blades of prayer. Prayer changes you first. Prayer changes you first. I've said it before that God changes you so you can change the world around you. Prayer begins and is sustained by two things. Prayer begins and is sustained by two things. Number one, a will to pray. Tell your neighbor, a will to pray. That's what begins prayer first of all. You remember what Jesus told them the night when he was arrested? When he took his three disciples and he went to the garden, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Matthew 26. He told them, stay here and watch and pray for me. Pray lest you fall into temptation. He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh. As much as God wants you to pray, the prayer is for yourself. Because it is the extent of prayer that you engage that will determine how much of God you find within your space. Yet, it takes your will to ignite prayer or to begin prayer. It takes your will. Psalms 18 verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. He didn't say, I will allow God to push me. Or when God says pray, then I pray. He say, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. So the man remained in oppression.
The family remained in darkness. They remain in demonic and satanic onslaught, even though they all have Christian names. Have you been to that family? This one is Michael. This one is Gabriel. This one is Raphael. Even some angelic names we don't know. They dig it out and give everybody. Then the seventh born, they name him Christian. Yet all of them, you see the stronghold of delay around their life. It is not by name. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. God, how long will this continue? Oh, there is an answer to that. Psalm 74 verse 9. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, any intercessor. Is that what it puts there? There's a translation that uses intercessor there. Anyone who will tell us how long. So prayer begins and is sustained by, first of all, a will to pray. 1 Corinthians 14 also says in verse 14 to 15. I think in verse 15 it says, I will pray with the spirit and with my understanding. I will pray. It first of all begins with a will to pray, and then it is sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit to pray. So the power of the Spirit of God to help you travail and persevere in prayer can only be touched when you exercise the will to pray. The grace of God that is made available for everything in Christ Jesus for us is only accessible when we engage our will. There is a grace to study the Bible, but you can't access it until you decide to study the Bible. God will not carry the Bible and put it in your front and say, read it. No. You can decide to keep the Bible aside and watch YouTube or Instagram. Let me see the latest bag that is there. It is when you decide to pray. That is the reason why the manifestation of the presence of God within a particular place is in response and in recognition to the partnership of men, the invitation of men. So you want your prayer life to keep growing. Brothers and sisters, it takes both the power of the Spirit of God and your will to continue. It takes your will to persevere even when you have prayed and you are not seeing results. Even when you have sown seed and you are not seeing anything. Even when you have fasted, it takes perseverance. So you will know that just because you fasted 21 days, now January is over, you think that it has brought an end to that solution. Jesus said, no, these kinds goeth not, but by prayer and fastings. He didn't tell us how many days. So you continue until you see a change. So you can finish 21 days and you've not addressed the issue. You rest and enter another 21 days. That's the reason why, more than just fasting once in a year, and after that once, you live in the flesh all the remaining part of the... You know, this is January, we are rounding up. And it's good, it's important. You know, a lot of churches fast and... But our lack of understanding makes us engage in religious activities. So we dissipate a lot of energy, but we are not seeing the result. If we had understanding, half of the prayers we pray would have changed our continent. It would have changed our nation. But we dissipate energy without understanding. And you know what that will bring you to? Frustration. Have you heard somebody say, Apostle, I'm tired. This thing is not working. Okay, you are not a pastor, that's why. So sometimes you need your will to stay there. Jesus came back, they were all sleeping. He was the one that will be killed. I don't know whether he ate at that last supper, because the Bible didn't say he ate. The Bible says he broke his bread. He took bread and broke it and gave them. He was about to be arrested, crucified, and tortured. But there was something inside of Jesus that kept him on that place. And the Bible says angels came and ministered to him. Hence, he was able to stay till he got to the cross. Otherwise, he would have died before getting to the cross. It takes your will in partnership with the power of the Holy Spirit. Just the same way it takes the will of men and the power of spiritual entities to exact dominion on the earth. Takes your will. Tell your neighbor it's time to pray.
two, three more things about prayer, and then we'll round up this night. There's fire in my spirit. I'm telling you the truth. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. We'll take maybe 20 minutes to pray very well. Some of you need to pray yourself into some things. You are carrying over a lot of baggages. You are carrying over a lot of prophecy. God told you it will come to pass in 2021. The prophet didn't lie. It was your prayer capacity that made it look like a lie. Now you are in 2023. Just because you have a good voice and you have written down songs does not mean that your world will hear you. It takes a legitimate operation of priesthood on the altar of prayer that will compel voices in the spirit realm to acknowledge your voice. The Bible says in this world there are many voices, but none of them is without significance. What gives your voice a sound is the amount of spiritual power that is generated through prayers. Particularly in northern Nigeria. Oh my God. We have to pray ourselves. With all due respect, I say this, not to sound offensive, but truly speaking, this laziness that seems to enshroud and dominate our territory. That's the reason why we have more land than any other part of Nigeria, yet we are the poorest. And is there any other physical asset bigger than land? No, you think about it. So we need to pray ourselves out of this prayerlessness. We need to come out of that wrong and archaic mentality that you just need to have a papa that will pray and speak over you. There is a limit to the prayer that the man of God can do for you. It's called intercession. But when it comes to prayer that produces spiritual encounters that can turn your life around, that can guarantee transformation, encounters with God, nobody can pray you into it. It's you that will pray yourself into it. Encounters with destiny, nobody prays you into it. Just because you have a papa doesn't mean that you will interface with certain things in the spirit of God, in the spirit realm. No, you need to raise your altar. My father in the Lord will tell me that his father in the Lord, Joshua Selman, will always tell him that, son, there are some wells that you have to dig for yourself. There are some altars you have to raise for yourself. Another thing about prayer. Prayer is one of the primary spiritual exercises that makes one a spiritual heavyweight. It makes you a spiritual heavyweight. It's an exercise that makes you a spiritual heavyweight. Your diet spiritually is food. Your diet, rather, spiritual diet, is the word of God. While your spiritual exercise is prayer, primarily. You know, it takes diet and exercise, isn't it, to grow, to gain weight, to have good body build up. It takes diet and exercise. Where is Ebu Bay? Somebody who is always going to the gym and who has a poor diet, what will happen to the person? He doesn't have a good shape. Malformed. That's it. Now somebody who is just eating and eating and doesn't gym or doesn't exercise, what will happen? Fat everywhere. So you need a combination of both. The Bible says in Acts chapter 6 verse 4, it says, we shall give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. One is your diet, the other one is your exercise. Therefore, building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. You know one thing with exercise? Nothing may happen to your body just because you did it one day. But do it for 6 months. Do it for 1 year. That's how exercise is. You just go to gym for 2 hours and you lift the mat and you think when you start checking your muscle. You press it, the biceps are not coming out. Then you go again. No. There's a system to it. It is in your continuity, in your consistency, in your perseverance. Your prayers of 5 years ago
can generate power for you this year to enter into some possibilities.
That's the reason why every genuine ministry, whether it's a gathering of people or the ministry of one person, begins with prayer. Every genuine ministry must start as a prayer ministry. Whether you people say you are a singing ministry or you are whatever, if it doesn't start like it's a prayer ministry, you just get prepared. Satan has toys that he will use. I'm telling you the truth, though. Those days, you remember Joyful Noise? That music group that we belong to. For 1 year, we were praying. No song, no rehearsal. It's a music group. For 1 year, we'll come and pray for 4 hours. In tongues. And then go. In fact, they were picking people one by one to join. If they pick you, that means... I think I was either the fifth or fourth person. I don't know what number. When they picked me, I said, hey, I'm among the big boys. When I went for one of their meetings, I said, what? I thought we are here to do music. Speaking in tongues for hours, for 1 year. Then the next year, that's when we started rehearsing. It took us 2 years before we did one program. And every of those programs was the move of God in that city. So other music ministries will come, when they hear we are having concerts, they will come to the concert. Because whatever happens there becomes the move of God that season. That's how it starts. So you say you are a music group and you people are not praying as if you are prayer warriors. Don't worry. One day somebody will slap the other person in a meeting. And then fight will happen. Have you seen that kind of thing? Then her tie that should cover the head will become... Somebody shout prayer. It makes you a heavyweight, a spiritual heavyweight. It's prayer. Two things happen when you are a spiritual heavyweight. Number one, you can withstand the storms of the enemy. Number two, you generate maximum impact. When something is weighty, it cannot be moved up and down by the wind. Yes or no? When you are a spiritual heavyweight, I pray that God will make somebody this year a spiritual heavyweight. He said, Paul, Jesus I know, Paul I know. Who are you? Those are heavyweights. Heavyweights. You gain stature and stamina in the realm of the spirit. And a time comes when people can use your name to transact with the realm of the spirit. I invoke the grace of my Father. And something happens. Not because your father is Alpha or Omega, but because he is a spiritual heavyweight. The realm of the spirit recognizes him as a consistent negotiator with that realm. It's not prayer of one day that will do it all. It's years invested in prayers. When did God speak to me about this ministry? 2013. When did I come to Maiduguri? 2014. When did we start praying? 2014. Every night. Even during exam days. When did we start? 2018. 5 years later. And then I realized why we had to pray like that. That same year, I began to see all kinds of spirits. That's when I knew that every territory has forces above them. A spirit appears to you, no matter how you call Jesus, he doesn't move. He's just looking at you. And he's talking to you through his eyes. You want to see, you say, okay, Apostle, my own is not ministry, it's business. That's even where the contention is more. That is where it is more. Do you know that it is a spiritual phenomenon? It's not just a habit. It's a spiritual phenomenon that makes a person a well-calculated businessman. You planned everything before you started, but you find yourself eating your gain with your capital. And at the end of the year, you have to borrow to start again. Hold on till you, it's now 5 years that you are with that cycle. Then you come to a man of God and say, man of God, I don't know why business doesn't work in my hand, though. What did you do before you started? Just because you received a loan does not mean the business will work, my brother and sister. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Just because you have all the business ideas, which is good, you know all the natural laws needed to establish a good business, is good. But excuse me, Those people that do ritual money, when they go to the Baba, does he ask them for business idea? Does he ask them for business proposal? He say, bring chicken, bring goat. What does that have to do with business? And the person becomes a millionaire. That means whatever you do, if it is not supported by the realm of the spirit, forget it. If you like, have PhD holders on your board. Look at our country. All kinds of experts, people who schooled abroad to professorship, have been in major positions in this country. Yet the positions where you have more skilled people, that's the places where Nigeria is suffering. So our problem is not lack of skilled people. It's something spiritual. And this year I pray that in the name of Jesus, the hand of God will come upon this election. God will do something that will shock both Nigerians and the demons hanging over this nation. Every time you see God hiding his counsel, he's about to do something. Wise people understand what I just said. Every time you see God hiding his counsel, it's not that he cannot say who will be the next. But why was the Bible quiet about the name Jesus till it was time for him to be born? And then somebody say he's a major prophet, and he just go and say, so person. Calm down. There are over 500 prophecies about Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Over 500 in the Old Testament. None mention that his name will be Jesus. Why? The secret things belong to God. It is wisdom when God conceals. The Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the kingdom of God. That's why a true prophet will only give you signs. Because it is written in scripture that I have spoken through my prophets and I've multiplied visions through similitudes and signs. Because unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Where was I before I entered politics? We're about to pray now. Lastly, prayer is one of the spiritual laws that counteracts satanic patterns and cycles in the life of a believer. If you have never heard it before, you are hearing it today. Prayer is one of the spiritual laws that counteracts satanic patterns and cycles in the life of a believer. Forgive me if I offend your theology, but let me tell you something. The devil is a very wise devil. More so, he has an advantage of age. He's older than any man in the world. He's older even than Adam. So for thousands of years, every generation, the devil has studied the life cycle of men. He has studied their behavioral patterns. He has studied their habits. He has studied their, what they call it, psychomotor skills. How they interact with their environment. He has studied the mind of a man. And he can predict in every generation. Because it's all in a cycle. There's a law at work in our bodies. A biological law. And this law tells us that there is something in our body. There's a particular protein in our body that contains all your genetic information. It's called DNA. And this DNA can be transmitted from one generation after another. So the man and the woman come together and they will together produce the same number. They call it haploid number. Is it haploid number? I don't know. Of chromosomes. So the information that is in the man is in that child. The information that is in the woman is in that child. That means that behavioral patterns can be transmitted. In other words, there can be a cycle and a reoccurrence of patterns. So Satan knew 5 generations before you, these were the things that limited the people in your line, in your lineage. And because of their ignorance of spiritual things, they were only able to push this far. The limitations continue. All he needs to do is take advantage of that biological law. 5 generations later, but still with the same ancestral root, and replay it again. That's the reason why the same figure that wanted to destroy Elijah was the same figure that wanted to destroy John the Baptist. Jezebel, a woman, looked for Elijah. Who looked for the head of John the Baptist? Talk to me. And it shall come in the spirit and power of Elijah. So brothers and sisters, particularly those of us listening in Africa, I'm not here to scare you, but I'm here to tell you the truth of the matter. That though we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, and we have the potential of walking in the victory that God has achieved in Christ Jesus for us, yet there is still a law that is at work in our members. That's what Paul called it. He said, there is a war at war, a law at work in my members. So with my will, I want to serve God. But with the flesh, I serve sin. And Satan, understanding that law, can manipulate the nature of your life and your destiny. Until by understanding, you initiate a higher law. But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the spirit of life. One of those laws is prayer. That when a man stands up and begins to pray and generate spiritual energy around him and interact with the heavens, all of a sudden, the power of God that is released over him begins to veto on the natural limitations that he was connected to. His prayer. Let me show you two scriptures and then we'll pray. Psalms 18 verse 3, I quoted it. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. So shall I be saved. So shall I be saved. There is one way to be saved. He said it shall come to pass that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be what? Delivered. That's Acts chapter 2, I believe verse 32 or 22, there about there. Okay, Joel 2:32. That's it. Joel 2:32. And calling on God is prayer. So there is no way that certain things in your life can be broken off until you begin to engage the ministry of prayer. That is the reason why Satan will do everything to stop you from praying. Satan doesn't mind taking you out of a praying church and taking you to an entertainment church. I will not go there, because if I go there, I'll offend. But when you come to the house of God, the Bible says the house of God is a pillar of truth. That is the place where your understanding should be enlightened. And you should be provoked to press into God more and content to possess the things that are yours in Christ Jesus. But when the house of God has become a place where one man only shows that he's the man of God and everybody hypes him, is that the house of God? See what I say? I don't want to go there. It's with prayers that we counter these patterns. Patterns are occurrences that happen in cycles. It's serial. This pattern of affliction that is in your life, have you checked the antecedents? Have you checked your father? Have you checked your grandfather? You have eye problem now at 25. You are wearing glasses. Have you checked your father? Have you checked your mother? I was talking with somebody today. I discovered that limitation in my life. I discovered there's this thing. I come from a good family, but there's this thing about eye condition. So I used to know my grandfather with big eye goggles. And my father, powerful man of God, with eyeglasses, eye goggles. There was a time where my elder brother had eye problems, serious one. And my elder sister, when they came to me, I said, no way. The Bible says of Moses that he was 120 years old and his eyes did not grow dim. Neither did the vigor of his youth diminish. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free. That was the law of understanding. I said, no. That you can exempt yourself from a pattern in a family. You can exempt yourself. Everybody can be going one way. And you can break off and pioneer a new path. By prayer. Maybe nobody has prayed enough like you are praying. Maybe nobody has held a prayer point for 10 years in your family. Maybe nobody has called on heaven until there was a breakthrough, and it's time for you to veto that
that limitation. Otherwise, the devil does not mind making ridicule of people. The devil is a wicked fellow. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. There's no mercy with him. How about families where people fall sick? And then those that are blessed, that have money, they keep spending all their money until they become broke. Then when they become broke, that's either when the person becomes well or the person dies. Worst of all, when the person becomes well, when these people rise financially again, another sickness, mysteriously, they take you to the hospital. They put all kinds of machines. The machines say you are fine, but you are dying. Prayer can bring you out of it. It's a system of dominion. That before you rise above, there are forces you must contend with. And if you are ready to contend with those forces, you will rise and rule above them. He said that you will rule and reign on the earth. God was talking to me when I was preparing this message that I should talk to his people about the need to be persevering. The need to persevere. We give up easily. We give up without a fight. And now it looks like God is not powerful to bring to pass what he said. If only you can press. If only you can stay. If only you can wait. If only you can exercise perseverance in prayers. If you can stay on that matter for 1 year, at least it's fair enough that God used 1 year to avert a lifelong issue. It's fair enough. One of the things I told myself when we started this ministry was that I will ensure that everything I preach is a revelation from my life. God will not call me to deliver people, and I myself am under some form of bondage. No way. God will not call me to bring people out of poverty and I'm still struggling with lack. No. I must understand the laws of the kingdom that makes not only for superiority but for dominance. That you can rise above and stay above. Tell your neighbor, stay above. Stay above. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You can rise above and stay above. Not to go down again. Rise on your feet. Let's pray.
The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. 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 Say the angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest.
Tell you something, let me teach you something I learned this year. Before we start, I'm still learning how to pray. I learned this one this year. I learned that. How many of you have been in prayers to the point where you become tired? It looks like nothing is happening, and that's when you want to round up and go. I learned that that is when prayer starts. So God taught me that what he does prior to that time is that he is helping you to empty yourself of flesh. When you started the prayer, you were thinking about your makeup box and the makeups that are finished. You were thinking about your friend in Sokoto, thinking about this one, thinking about that one. When you get to that point where your flesh becomes tired, you have completed the process of waiting. That's where prayer starts from. It is from that place the spirit takes you over. How did I learn it? By experience. One of those days I decided to just stand up and go. And as I knelt down to continue, my eyes opened. Don't get tired. No. 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 The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power. God knows that there are things that you need superhuman strength to achieve. That is the reason why there is a provision for that strength in God, in Christ Jesus. But it takes a man that is willing to stay to get it. As a man, one of the legacies you should give to your children, even before you get married, is an altar of prayer. Are you hearing me? I've often shared the testimony that when I was 5 years, I was poisoned and I became deaf and dumb and insane, retarded. So from first in the class to last. So they had to withdraw me from school. This was a boy that before he was giving birth to, prophecies were coming that this boy will be this and that, this and that. He will be a mighty oracle. And now the oracle is deaf and is dumb and is retarded. Until it was 1 year, I was out of school. And then my father and mother said, no, we can't be delivering other people's children and our own is like this. They didn't take me to any man of God. They didn't take me to a prayer house. They locked their room. I slept in the parlor and prayed all night. By the morning, I was the first to greet them. When I grew older than that age, they told me the story. I said, okay, I will punish the devil till I leave this world. Because I found a way. It's prayer. It's prayer. That mouth you wanted to close, because you were not able to close that mouth will punish you. The Bible says that the Lord God will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Are you hearing me? No. Yes, he's on earth roaming around. Only in the territories and in the places where people don't understand how to exercise dominion. Otherwise, you can cast out those spirits. Otherwise, you can. The Bible says, and has put all things under his feet. When men are willing to pray, you will see the power of God like never before. There are times I give prophecies to people and I tell them as though it's cheap. When I go back, I stay for 3 days praying in tongues. You know that kind of prayer? You pray when it is dark till it became dark again. You continue. No stop. You just keep praying. You lock your door. No talking to anybody. Why? Because I know that the name of God is at stake if that word does not come to pass. And then they just walk in 3 days later, 2 weeks later, they walk into the fulfillment and say, ha, Papa is done. No, sir. It was not just done like that. Prayers facilitated it. Forever, oh God, your word is settled in heaven, not on earth. There are a lot of diversion points on earth, a lot of spirits that will ensure that it doesn't come to you. But if you are ready to pray this night, certain things that have been denied you will be delivered to your hands. Lift your voice wherever you are in 2 minutes and pray in the Holy Ghost. Please pray. Open your mouth and just blast in other tongues. Let there be power generated through your prayer this night. Power that can create a shift. Power that can upturn situations. Power that will catapult you to your next phase. God is not a man that he should lie. When he spoke to you, he didn't lie. He did not tell a lie. It takes the altar of prayer to bring to pass certain things that the Lord has spoken. Hosanna, Hosanna.
The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest. The angels are singing, Hosanna in the highest.
Name we pray. Are you ready to pray? We are going to pray. I tell you, if you pray this night, you will settle many things. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every system. From the kingdom of darkness.
From the kingdom of darkness.
Fighting my right to dominion. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command it to be destroyed. For some of you, it is affliction, sickness. For some of you, it is ancestral limitations, poverty, all kinds of things. Lift your voice. Command them to be destroyed. Every system of darkness, every power, every satanic root that fights your right to dominion. Hey, are you praying at all? Let it be destroyed now. Let it collapse now. He says, so set and fall like lightning. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And I'll push up my enemies unto you. Father, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and confront them. Powers of the deep, powers of the grave, powers of the air. Sonoma, prekete parakata, prekete parakata, shaprakata parakata, kosso kono dokosia. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Can you hold hands with a neighbor? Just pick a prayer partner at random. Just one person. Two to each. Just two to. Pick at random. Listen. The Spirit of God just spoke to me in my right ear. He said, confront altars. Confront altars. Are you ready to pray? Now, as we pray, the power of God is going to move across this place. Every altar of darkness that has legitimized your downfall,
that has legitimized your forever slain in the pit. It's time to be arrested. Can you lift your voice? Arrest every satanic order. Arrest satanic altars. Legitimizing failure. Legitimizing oppression. Legitimizing affliction. Let it be arrested. Let it be arrested. Let it be arrested. Let it be arrested. And hold Sabalada. Don't break it. In the name of Jesus, there's fire in this place now. Listen. Listen to me. Just repeat what I'm about to say, and then we'll raise it as a prayer. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I confront today.
I confront today.
Ancestral powers.
Ancestral powers.
Ancestral altars.
Ancestral altars.
Powers of the grave.
Powers of the grave.
Powers of the deep.
Powers of the deep.
Confronting my destiny.
My destiny.
My rising.
My rising.
And my dominion mandate.
And my dominion mandate.
I arrest them now.
I arrest them now.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
Be scattered forever.
Be scattered forever.
Be scattered forever.
Be scattered forever.
Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Be scattered. Be destroyed. Powers of the grave. Powers of witchcraft. Powers of the grave. Powers of ancestors, powers of the deep, I confront them. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
I confront satanic patterns.
I confront satanic patterns.
Satanic cycles.
Satanic cycles.
Around my life.
Around my life.
Fighting my acceleration.
Fighting my acceleration.
Fighting my rising.
Fighting my rising.
Fighting my dominion mandate.
Fighting my dominion mandate.
Now listen to me. Patterns are cycles that reoccur. Serial reoccurrence, patterns of failure, patterns of affliction, near success syndrome. They called you that you passed the interview. They've done reference check, but that was the last time you heard from them. And for 5 years, that's been the way it has been. No job. Can you raise your voice in 2 minutes? Hold the hands of your neighbor. Arrest those patterns. Arrest those cycles. It is time to break free and to break out. It is time to break free and to break out. Ah. Listen, last prayer. We've done this before, we'll do it again. If you are here and your family member is here, go and hold their hand. If your family member is not here, just hold the hands of somebody who is like you. You are alone. Both of you will stand in for your families. If your family member is here, hold their hands. If your family member is not here, look for someone who is here alone and just hold hands with them. We are going to pray. Karabashatakabaya. Listen, we are going to force our families into destiny. Every prophetic word hanging over your family, it is time for its manifestation. Who is it that saith a thing and it cometh to pass? When the Lord has not spoken, he said to subvert a man from his course, the Lord does not approve. If there are powers that has been upsetting and obstructing you, they will fall down today. Hallelujah. Listen. Here is the prayer. If there are powers that has confronted the destiny of men in your family, if there are powers that are specialists in ensuring that your word does not come to pass in a season, we are going to pull down those powers this night. Did the Bible not say, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon the serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you? It's time to break free and break out. Lift your voice after me. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
I force my family. Into her place in destiny.
Into her place in destiny.
And I declare. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every hanging prophecy.
Every hanging promise.
From the mouth of the Lord. That is yet to be fulfilled. Be fulfilled now. Open your mouth and pray. This charge I command to all Timothy, that you war a good warfare with the prophecies that has gone ahead of you. Come on, somebody war. Somebody cease. The purpose of God for your life must not rise. It is your year of dominion. It is your year to rise. It is your year to be lifted.
Shop up the go, and pop up the go, and pop up the go, and pop up the go. Esabanda Balanda Kuba Bampe Pepeda Esabamabamabamabamada Rapandeko Rabagodamado Apanda Apanda Bapandekaba
Barabaka. In Jesus name we pray. Please, you can go back to your seat. Do you know this song? Before the Lord my God, we've come to bow. Hallelujah. Before the Lord our God, we've come to bow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, your voice, your hands rather. I'm about to pray. Ushers, please help those under the anointing, and if possible bring them out, because God is showing me that as I pray now, deliverance will happen. Please raise your hands. Something is about to shift in your lives. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. When I'm speaking over your lives, I'm taking advantage of the authority that is in the name that is higher than other names. And I'm taking advantage of the element of the supernatural, which is wind. When I speak, I'm speaking through the wind. The Bible says he walketh upon the wings of the wind. Just lift your hands where you are. Now God is showing me that he is arresting the power of alcoholism in a family here. And when I pray, that power will be brought down. Listen, whether you drink or not, it's a power that is in your family that has held men bound. As I pray, whoever is connected to that family will be under the arrest of the power of God right now. You don't have to be a drunkard. It's a family thing. Please lift your hands. Father, I stand by the name of your son, Yeshua HaMashiach. I stand representing the government of heaven over this territory. I stand by the privilege of the grace of the apostolic and the prophetic. And as the apostle over this commission, I declare in the name of Jesus, every satanic pattern or cycle that is at work in any family, here present or online, that is at work in the life of any individual, every pattern that has crippled your purposes in their lives, recurring satanic activities around them, I command in the name of Jesus, let those patterns be destroyed. Let those patterns be destroyed. Let those patterns be arrested and destroyed. In the name of Jesus. To pray against the pattern of delay that is domiciled in families, every spirit that is responsible for delaying the purpose of God in the life of men, every spirit that is responsible for delaying men from entering their place, Abanda Krata Kabara, Rabaskopa Rakatapatia, Rikopaskoparata, I curse you by the God of heaven, I arrest you by fire, I arrest you by fire, I arrest you by fire. I arrest you by fire. And I command those spirits, come out of their lives.
Come out of their families. Come out of their lives. Come out of their families. In the name of Jesus.
Listen, the Lord said, shout amen 3 times and those powers will fall. In the name of Jesus.
Number two. Hey. Number three.
I'm still praying. Lift your hands. I'm still praying. Every altar of necromancy, divination, satanic manipulation, spiritism, powers of the grave, help them. The power of God is hitting people now. Powers of the grave that were controlled, powers of the sun, powers of the moon, powers of the elements that were controlled by darkness to fight against your destiny, to fight against the purpose of Banda Kaparakataka. Embrakata pareke sapa, ambarasa parika takobayaka, embrakata karadariaso. I command those powers to fall down now. I command those powers to fall down now. Be arrested by the power in the name of Jesus. I command those powers to be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. But yes, those chains are breaking. By fire, be arrested now. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Please lift your hands, I'm still praying. Just make sure you help those under the anointing. Deliverance is happening here.
Father, that family showed me that you are arresting the power of alcoholism. Right now, I ask that your power will be released all across this hall and outside and online. Let that chain be broken. And by extension, every power of habits, habits that seek to hold the destiny of men down, habits of laziness, immorality, all kinds of satanic habits. I feel the power of God now. Lord, let those powers be arrested now. Let marando kopakatai krapaka sopranketa. Let those powers be arrested now. Be arrested now. Be arrested now. There's a lady that will shout and come under the anointing around this row. When you get her, bring her for me. I saw fire being released. This row here, there's a lady that will shout very loud under the anointing. And God is sending deliverance right now to that family. When you get her, just bring her out. Now in the name of Jesus, I speak over your lives and your destiny. And I declare that every cloud of darkness, every veil of darkness that has covered your destiny from visibility, that has covered your destiny from shining, I command that cloud to be rolled away. Amen. Let that veil be destroyed now. Amen. Let that cloud be rolled away. Amen. Let that veil be destroyed now. I give visibility to your destiny, to your calling, to your ministry. Every grace and gift of God that is upon... Ooh, I heard the shout now. It's going to happen there. I just heard the shout very... Every grace and gift of God that is in your life, that hitherto has not found expression, from today, I amplify its manifestation. I amplify its manifestation. Let your generation hear you. Let this world reckon with you.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
And from today, everything that has been stolen from your life and from your family, by the power in Jesus' name, it is released. It is released. Father, we give you praise. Let your name be exalted forever. Let the light of God shine over you. In the name, just stand there. Just stand there. Let the light of God shine over you from today. Let the light of God that makes manifest shine over your life. I declare by reason of this night, every long-standing prayer request in your heart, in your life, in your family, in your ministry, is answered this night. I said it is answered this night. And I declare that there will be testimonies. Just lift your hands, ma. Father, in the name of Jesus, whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Right now, let your power break every chain, break every stronghold out of this life. Now, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for a new season. Let your name be exalted forever. Let there be myriads of testimonies, of miracles. Let your name be exalted in Jesus' mighty name. Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings? Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Thank you for your patience of staying. Before we go, we want to give this opportunity to those, everybody standing, no movement, please. We want to give this opportunity to those who need to make Jesus the Lord, their Lord and personal Savior. I want to give this opportunity very briefly. I know that you have heard the word, you have prayed along with us, but Jesus is not your Lord, He's not your Savior. You need to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, it is a definite experience, and without it you cannot participate or access the kingdom of God. Wherever you are, as we stand, if you are here and you want to give your heart to the Lord, you want to be born again, or perhaps you once were a Christian, a believer on fire with the Lord, but you came tonight because you don't know if your ways with God are still right or not. You don't know where you are and you want to reconcile with the Lord. You want to rededicate your life afresh to the Lord and mean business with Him, especially as we are at the beginning of the year. If you are in any of this category, while everybody is standing, please raise your right hand to heaven unashamedly, and we are going to pray for you. And once you spot the hands going up, just celebrate God for them. Please clap. I can see a hand there. God bless you. You want to surrender to Jesus? You want to make Him your Lord and personal Savior? Or you want to rededicate your life? Please raise your right hand. Don't be ashamed. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, my brother, please come. Let's pray with you. Can we put our hands as He comes?
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live.
And if you want to rededicate your life afresh to Him, please come forward, join Him. Quickly, you can come forward and join Him. You want to rededicate your life again to Him. You want to surrender to Him.
And put your right hand on your chest. Those of us in congregation, stretch your hands to them and just pray for them. Those of you in front, just put your right hand on your chest. I'll pray for you. If you are in the congregation and the Lord is speaking to your heart to be part of these ones, please join them while I take them through the sinner's prayer. Please join them now and rededicate afresh to the Lord so that you can have a year filled with your walk with Him. Those of you in front, say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I repent of my sins. I repent of my past. And I ask today that you will be my Lord and Savior. I surrender my heart to you. And I thank you for saving me. I am yours now and forever. In Jesus' name.
Father, I pray for these ones. There's one of these people in front that I see right now. You are going to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the gift of speaking in tongues. And there are two people in the congregation that the power and the spirit of prophecy will come on now, and they will begin to prophesy. Just help me with them right now. It's going to happen. Father, I pray for these ones in front that I ask, Lord, that you will seal them by your spirit. I declare that their sins are forgiven by the authority of scriptures. I declare that they are born again in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your spirit and your power will rest upon them. They will serve you all the days of their lives. We declare that they are free from the powers of ancestry. We declare that they are free from satanic patterns and cycles. We declare that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets them free from the law of sin and death. And may they serve you all the days of their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Blessed and inspired by this message and wish to have more messages and updates on our weekly programs, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Telegram, Facebook page, and Twitter at SGNI Pneumatech. Also feel free to call us for prayers, counseling, and inquiries through the number 091-3444-5336. God bless you. Space.